we go, Wawa Land. Many are calling him the hero of our state. Delaware County GOP Councilman Ryan Webb from right here in Indiana making all the headlines right now because he has changed his identity from a white man to a woman of color. So Webb announced this to his constituents there in Delaware County on his Facebook page, writing, and I quote, "After much consideration, I have decided to come out and finally feel comfortable announcing my true, authentic self. It is with great relief that I announce to everyone that I identify as a woman, and not just any woman, but as a woman of color as well. I guess this would make me gay / lesbian as well, since I'm not attracted to women." And with that, Councilman Ryan Webb joining us live right now. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning.
So just so we are all on the same page bright and early here this morning, what do you currently identify as right now?
Well, you know, it could change at any time, but, you know, at the moment, the last 3 weeks, I've been identifying as a woman.
Have you changed your pronouns? Do I need to call you Miss Webb?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. I've made it easy on everyone else around me. You know, I'm not asking anyone else to participate in my own viewpoint of myself. So everything about me stays the same. My he, him pronoun, everything is the same. So, yeah, you wouldn't know anything different other than me simply declaring it.
Well, that's very nice that you're not forcing everyone else to affirm your new gender. So you make this brave announcement, Ryan, and now all of a sudden members of the woke left have said that you think you have said that they think you need to be canceled, that you should resign. Some members of the woke left have also went as far as saying you should be executed for changing your gender. Did you foresee that kind of backlash?
Well, you know, I never put anything past the intolerant left. I know that they expose or espouse a great deal of hatred in their hearts. But I didn't anticipate them completely deviating from the rule book. My understanding of the rules that, you know, being written in stone, that if someone declares themselves or self-identifies as a specific gender, one of the many dozens and dozens of genders, then, you know, that's that, and everybody has to accept it and move on. So what surprises me is how quick that people were so willing to just throw out the rule book and decide all on their own that this particular person, the rules don't apply.
Yeah, you know, it surprised me as well, because I read the same rule book that you read, and so it did shock me that all of a sudden the woke left did not immediately meet you with affirmation of your new gender identity right away. I do want some clarification on something, because I know this has been a kind of a point of contention. Did you actually say you identify as transgender, or are folks putting that word in your mouth?
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, I would say I never said that I was transgender or anything. I just simply said, you know what, from this point forward, I self-identify as I'm seeing myself as a woman, a woman of color, and, you know, I guess other people insinuated and they took it upon themselves to mean it was transgender. Doesn't necessarily mean transgender to me, because I have no desire to live my life as a woman or what most people would believe a caricature of a woman is. I just simply know that I am a woman, but that's not necessarily changing how I'm living my life. You know, I'm still doing all those manly things. So, yeah, I don't think the transgender thing applies to me at all.
As a real woman, Ryan, I am pleasantly surprised and thankful to hear that you're not going to walk around wearing dresses, carrying a purse full of tampons, and applying lipstick every 2 seconds like Dylan Mulvaney, because I know to him that's what he perceives to be a woman. So thank you for not going that far with your new identity. But speaking of going this far, you know, like I said, you're dealing with calls to be executed. You're dealing with calls to resign. What really caused you to go this far, to be this brave, to expose the left's hypocrisy?
Well, you know, again, it's something that I've probably been sitting on for a little while, you know, feeling a little bit of something about it in my heart. And, you know, I wasn't sure it was the right time to say anything. I really wasn't sure what it was anyway. I knew something was going on, couldn't quite put my finger on it. And, you know, I kept reading, hearing some things that, you know, only a woman knows what a woman was. And I thought, well, I'm feeling something. Maybe that's what it is. So, you know, I said, let me look it up. And I started trying to look it up, and I couldn't find a definition anywhere. You know, I'd asked a few people, you know, typed it in Google a couple times, and couldn't find a clear-cut definition of exactly what a woman was. So I thought, well, if only a woman knows what a woman is, and, you know, I can definitely feel something going on here in my bones, so maybe this is it. This has got to be it. So that's what I went with and said, well, then, you know what? I bet I am a woman.
Hey, you know, going back to that rule book that we're talking about, if you can just wake up and suddenly identify as the opposite sex, then certainly you can just wake up and identify as a woman and a woman of color at that, Ryan. On the flip side, have you seen or gotten any support for calling out the left's hypocrisy?
Well, that's funny you said that. So when this first happened, we had a local transgender person who decided to make it their business and insisted upon making this a national story and tagging all the national news organizations and sharing it in their far-left hate groups on Twitter. So in the beginning, it was a lot of hatred and a lot of vitriol towards me. But as the days have passed, that has completely switched and done a 180. Now the people criticizing me are getting put back in their place by supporters of mine. And I would all go as far as to say that my messages and calls of support are probably 100 to 1 versus the negative. I've had thousands of messages and calls and emails of support over the last 6 days or so.
How about that? That is the best news of this morning. Well, Ryan, from me to you, I am a real, true, biological female. Thank you for holding up a mirror to the left's hypocrisy. Job well done.
Well, I appreciate that. And, you know, whether it was intentionally or unintentionally, this is where we're at. And eventually we'll get back to doing the serious business for the people of Delaware County. I like to put the focus on things such as increasing pay for our sheriff's deputies and transparency in county government. But unfortunately, we're talking about this at the moment. But hopefully things will get back to normal soon and we can take care of the people's business.
Amen to that. Best of luck. That is Ryan Webb, the Delaware County GOP councilman, who now identifies as a woman of color. Woman News Time at 7:50, way behind Michael McIntyre up next. He's got the top three things you need to know. Josh, can I just say it? She's so brave, isn't she?
Podcasts by Federated Media.